athletic scholarship dreams and reality. How to blend both in your scholarship pursuit. This is a special weekend edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Welcome to episode number 55 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Getting a bunch of these episodes in between Tuesdays. This is my second bonus episode of the week because it's celebration time. I'm pretty excited about the last few days. On August 3rd, on Thursday, released my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And I got to tell you, I've been real humbled by the reviews that have been coming in. So many people who have downloaded the book and been reading the Kindle version. There's a paperback version out there too, but the Kindle version is free through Monday, which I wanted to mention as well. But I'll tell you, it has really been humbling. One of the comments that came in is, "This book feels like John put his arm around me and insightfully guided me past the pitfalls of the high school athlete recruiting process onto a clear path." And that was pretty neat. And I want to thank David who said this, "Having a son who aspires to compete in cross country and track in college and pursue a physical therapy doctorate, I cannot tell you how important scholarship money is to help his dream come true. We are a RecruitMe premium member, and John Fugler's insight and knowledge of the recruitment process has been invaluable so far. I've already glanced through the playbook and really look forward to following it to a fruitful scholarship payday for my son." So thank you all who have left reviews. And, you know, you put something out there, even this podcast, I put it out there and you just don't know where it's going, who might be listening, whether it's valuable or not. And when I see positive feedback like this, it really warms my heart, because I want to connect with you as the parent or the athlete to help you in this athletic scholarship journey. And it's a tough road. It's a tough road with a lot of pitfalls, a lot of things that could happen along the way that could, as I say, derail you, stop you. There are hurdles. So let's get through these together, okay? This is, as I mentioned, episode 55, and a lot of my listeners go back and listen to previous episodes. I really hope that I'm each time hitting on something that is relevant and isn't just theory. And even today's episode where I'm talking about dreams and reality, it's not going to be theory. It's going to be how-tos. We're going to really zero in and close in on some things that you can do. I really believe that you can blend the two, that dreams and reality are both necessary in this athletic scholarship journey. I just returned from the one of the local high school sports complexes where I did a Facebook Live on this same content. It'll be longer than what I'm doing here because we have 15 minutes, and this time I'm going to stick to that. We're going to get this done in 15 minutes, so it's bite-sized. But if you want the expanded version with some interesting background noises and kickball players, my mascot was there, Biscuit, my dog, and I was actually holding the camera in one hand. I had my notes in another. It was a wild thing. So go to the Recruit Me Facebook page. It's posted there. I saved it, and you can dig deeper than even what we're going to do here in this topic. I was going to use that audio for this episode, but I don't know how it sounds, for one thing, and it always does sound better here in the studio. Anyway, that's where I just came from, and I said I'm gonna do the same content in more focused format right now for my podcast audience. And we're talking about dreams and reality. And as I mentioned, dreams and reality both are important and necessary in this whole recruiting process. You can't have one without the other. You got to live in the real world, but you got to have a dream. This isn't just, you know, I talk about step by step, but there's a dream involved. What I thought I'd do is start by sharing the differences between dreams, the dream that you have for an athletic scholarship, and reality. And I want to make sure that you know, as I present these, I'm saying both are necessary. It's not either or, it's both and. So here's the first thing. A dream has no limits. Reality has limits. You could be thinking you're going to go to the top number one school and program in your sport, and that is where you're going to compete And the reality is, you're probably not going to end up there. But that's okay. Reality has limits. My hope for you, my prayer for you, is that you will end up at the place that is the best fit for you. And it's not necessarily the number one program in the nation or the number five program, whatever it is. So parents, remember that, because we kind of either over-evaluate or under-evaluate our kids' ability. So a dream has no limits. Reality has limits. You got to live in both worlds. Secondly, a dream has wishes. Reality has legs. Boy, I wish I could play at USC. That'd be really awesome. But maybe that's not where the best fit for you is. Maybe that isn't the best place. Reality has legs. If you want to play at USC, you doggone better do something to get there. You have got to do something to get there. You can't just dream and wish that you will compete there. You got to do something about it. Reality has legs. It's the you got to get that connection. And then this ties in with a third thing. A dream requires no effort. Reality requires work. So those legs better get working. You don't have. You can just sit there, close your eyes, be thinking about the dream of competing at whatever college you're thinking about right now, but it requires work to get there. I have to admit, when I was a kid, I would walk down the street. I remember the street I was walking on, going on to my high school campus, right on the baseball field I was walking to and across. This was on the way to school or on a weekend. It was crazy. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I was doing the play-by-play of me striking out all these great hitters. I mean, it was me, John Fugler, on the mound, throwing the best pitches every single time. I don't think I ever threw a ball unless I intended to. And man, I was dreaming about being there in the majors. I didn't make it, but I did get to college, and I did compete all 4 years at a Division I school, which at the time I thought, hey, I thought everybody did that, but didn't always happen that way. That was the exception, and I had a ball. But I was really dreaming, and then it was requiring effort and work, and I worked as hard as I could to try to achieve that dream. Dream is future. Reality is now. You got to be thinking about the future. That's got to be in your dreams. You also have to live in the here and now. The next thing, the number five, a dream is a product of the mind. You're living your dreams. I'm a Major League Baseball player in my own mind. But reality exists in time and space. You got to connect those two. You've got this dream, which I encourage you to have, but you exist in time and space, the reality of that. A dream empowers. Reality may or may not empower. A dream, as you're thinking about that, there's the something shoots off in our minds that affects our bodies, and man, we feel like we can get there. If that dream is great enough, it empowers us, and it affects our performance. However, reality may or may not empower us, depending on whether you had a good day or a bad day. You may feel great, and you're pursuing that goal, that dream, or you had a bad day, and you think, I'll never make it. So a dream always empowers. Reality may or may not empower. A dream delivers hope. Reality is the result of hope. As you dream, you are hoping, you are wishing, you are dreaming, but that dream does give you hope. It produces that in your heart. Reality is a result of hope. You're getting to that scholarship because you hoped you'd get there. You worked towards it. But, you know, even before the work, it's that hope. It's that, I want to use the word dream, but it's that excitement and the visualizing getting there. And you get there as a result of the hope. A dream fuels reality. Reality is fueled by the dream. You got to have the dream. It's like putting gas in the tank and moving forward, moving to your destination. And reality is fueled by that dream. It gets you there. The dream is something that gets you there. So those are one, two, three. Those are eight things. Dream versus reality. Let's get into this next section. I can't believe how time is moving so quickly. I want everything to be applicable for you. So let's talk about how to make this happen. How can you turn your scholarship dream into reality? I got five things for you. First one is keep dreaming. You have to do that. Do not stop dreaming. no matter how things go in your scholarship pursuit, no matter how things go in your sport, parents, help your kid dream. Encourage them. You are the one who fuels their dream. You know, dream fuels reality. Well, you help fuel their dream. Believe in them. Believe in them. You got to keep dreaming. So that's the first thing. Second thing is know your limits. Where can you realistically compete? I referred to this earlier, but I hit on that now as an application point. Know your limits. Be realistic about your athletic ability. And parents, we tend to not be good at that. So it takes an outside person, a coach or somebody, who can give you the realistic picture of the talent level of your son or daughter. So know your limits. Where can you realistically compete? But dream beyond that, because you may end up beyond that and you're going to be a better athlete. Your son or daughter will be a better athlete down the road than they were today if they work at it. They're going to get better, okay? So know your limits, but keep dreaming. Third, work. You got to work. There's no substitute for that. What more can I say about it? Not only working in your sport, but parent and athlete, you got to work at this scholarship and recruiting thing. It's not going to just happen. Fourth, evaluate often. Where are you now compared to your dream? Where's your son or daughter now compared to their dream? Academically, athletically, where are they now as far as attention of coaches to where they want to be? Take account of your reality. There are a lot of factors in there, but you want to often do this often is evaluate, take account of where you are now compared to the dream of where you want to be. And then fifth, really important, because this can really be a just heart-wrenching experience at times. But I want you to rest, think, ponder, plan, re-energize. What I'm talking about is take some time off, whether it be a day, a week, a month, whatever it is, to really think through and get a fresh perspective on this athletic scholarship dream and journey, this trek. You don't have to be working all the time. Set aside time to work, but set aside time for rest. You need to have a daily rest, a weekly rest, a monthly rest, a seasonal rest, or else this is going to be a miserable experience. So rest, think, ponder, plan. As a result, you will be re-energized. So those are ways to bring you from a dream to reality and how to blend both in your athletic scholarship pursuit. In the last couple minutes I have here, I want to share with you how you can interview a college coach. Coaches are recruiting you. Well, you're recruiting schools. You're recruiting a coaching staff, really. That coach is going to paint the picture as to how well you like that program and institution, because you're going to be spending a lot of time with that coach. So you want to know some things to ask coaches. This is right out of my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, which, again, it's free through Monday on Amazon in the Kindle version. Just go get it, download it, and you can read the details behind this, because I can't give you everything here in 2 minutes. But first of all, you want to talk about athletics with the coach. You want to ask the coach and, well, state, describe your coaching style. Open-ended statement there. Describe your coaching style. You'll find out a lot about a coach when he or she tells you that, and you can see whether this is going to be a good match for you. What are your expectations for the upcoming year? Does a coach have hope? What are his or her plans? Where are they going this year? All coaches want to see their program succeed every year. By asking this question, you'll learn the goals and objectives the coach has set forth to reach that final destination, a successful season. So you're going to find that out. Describe the walk-on process and the scholarship program. What role will I play on your team? Coach may not even know you, but hey, it's worth asking at some point to see where you might fit in. Are you going to be a scholarship athlete? Is this really true, or has the coach been feeding you a line? This will help eliminate some schools and cause others to rise to the surface. Then, what demands does this sport require, and what time is required? How much of your day, your week, your month, your year? You're going to find it different depending on D1, D2, D3, and program. So get that information before you go in. Then there's the academic area. Here's some suggested questions. How strong is my degree program? You're there to be a student athlete, and the student part is going to launch you into the future. So make sure you cover that. What is your view on academics? Good question. Open-ended. What percentage of athletes graduate in 4 years? And there are some other questions as well that are in the book. And then the third area, which is important, I'll quickly run through this in the final seconds. It's about college life. You want the best fit, not just athletic fit, not just academic fit, but the fit of the school and the culture there. Here's a question. What is a typical day for a student athlete like? What is a typical day? What will you be experiencing there? Have the coach tell you that. What is the average class size? How would you describe the residence halls and campus housing? And will I be required to live in campus housing as a student athlete? Those are just a few of the questions. You can think of some more as you heard my questions. You've got more in mind on each of those categories that that you can ask. And another area that I include in the book is under financial aid. So as I close, I order you to get the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It is free through Monday. And so go get it. Give me a review. That would be your favor to me. And even if you don't like it, I had one review in there where they had some suggestions, things I left out. And it's now it's made public, but that's good because I want to learn. So that's free. Second free thing on my website is how to get an athletic scholarship. It's not a 160-page book like my playbook is. It's like 3 or 4 pages that is a great introduction to this whole thing of getting an athletic scholarship. I discuss the 3 laws of recruiting. So get that on my website at recruitme.com. There you have it. Another bonus episode, weekend bonus episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And if you have any questions, email me at john@recruitme.com. And then if I don't have another bonus between now and Tuesday, I'll see you in that episode. Every Tuesday, that's when you'll find a new episode. God bless and take care. Have a great weekend.